It's the Daily on 2SER, and nowadays, new technological devices ease access to information and increase public participation. As people become more engaged with social media, the internet has increasingly become the main way people exchange messages and communicate with each other. But this excessive use of social media can cause stress and anxiety for people of every age and background. People continue to develop something you're no doubt also familiar with yourself, a fear of missing out, or FOMO, the fear of rejection due to the colorful lives of others posted on social media platforms. Here to talk about it is Dr. Danielle Einstein, Honorary Associate at Macquarie University. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So how does social media, you know, directly affect anxiety or aggravate this fear of rejection?
I think it depends on how we use it. So it's not the case that it does it for everybody. It's the case that we can, and the reason I like talking about it is that if you can kind of learn about what hooks you and make sure that you're being hooked in the right way, you can use it really positively. But if you're prone to a bit of anxiety and if you really notice that you're dominated by worrying about missing out, and actually everybody, if we're in a situation where something's really important to us and we think it could be negative, like we see a read on a message we've sent, but we don't get an answer from one of our friends. If we're really a little concerned about whether they're going to accept our invitation or whether they want to see us, then we might jump to the worst possible conclusion. That's what we do tend to do when we're dealing with uncertainty, like I say, in areas that we're a bit vulnerable to. We jump to the worst. So I think that some apps really know how to manipulate this, and unless we're aware of that happening in our own heads and able to sit and just wait till a person gets back to us, our response can make us a little bit more needy. So if we respond too quickly, which is what these smartphones help us to do, they make us sort of feel like we need to be in touch all the time, then we lose our ability to calm ourselves down and think sensibly through a situation.
So,
and that's why it can lead to a bit of anxiety.
I mean, with functions like the scene mark, I've always wondered on messages, like, what, you know, is it more useful than it is, like, in terms of a cost of anxiety? Like, does it actually really help people more than it harms them?
I don't know. What is the benefit of a see message or a read message? Why can't we, if we ask a question, why are we no longer able to wait for the person to get back to us? Why do we need to feel like we should get an automatic response and be connected to that person immediately?
Yeah.
Have their answer immediately.
And on the other side of that, what does the platform get out of it? Like, you know, obviously the social media platforms, a lot of this is designed to keep you on it, to keep you engaged. What do they gain from these sort of mechanisms?
Well, they keep us dependent on it. And I guess we use it more and more. I think there's a bit of a difference. I think it's good to use social media and those apps when something sort of not great has happened to you and you want a bit of comfort from one of your friends. I think it's nice to be able to sort of confide in someone, and I prefer one-to-one than big group chats, unless the group happens to be a particularly healthy group and not at all toxic. Then I think you can get a lot of support out of being able to communicate with someone quickly. You feel better, just a bit of empathy about what's happened once it's happened. But I think if you're using it too much in anticipation of things happening, like I'm worried that this is going to go wrong, then it just leads to us not being able to do what we actually need to do when we're worried about something, which is just sort of actually just be able to sit with it and not know the answer, but go ahead with what we're dealing with anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's kind of linked to anxiety.
Now, I didn't grow up with social media around, but with children and adolescents who, you know, are obviously engaging from very young ages, do we know anything about the sort of longer-term effects that this sort of, you know, maybe like exacerbation of anxiety can have on people as they get older?
Well, anxiety when it gets too strong is never a good thing because it interferes with a person's ability to function, just the way they feel about themselves and the way they're able to go about and do day-to-day activities. I think schools are getting much better, though, at running programs. We've developed a program at Macquarie, other schools, and we've seen lovely changes in students' ability to sit with uncertainty. So I think teenagers are actually getting, if they're at a school that's delivering something like that, they're actually getting a little bit more wise and understanding and getting distance from the clever manipulations of the apps. Sometimes adults are actually less aware of these sorts of things than our teenagers.
But what? So what's, I suppose, the advice you might give, you know, to how do we approach social media in a way to kind of minimize our chance to have this anxiety? Or is there sort of no way to, like, we might have to just, like, avoid it entirely if we're prone to that sort of, you know, fear or anxiety?
No, I don't think we should avoid it entirely at all. I think we should use it in that we need to understand what's happening in our own bodies and in our own heads. So we need to be able to see that and identify the thought in your mind that is making you or making a teenager sort of freak out that maybe I haven't been invited to this party or maybe that person doesn't like me. And we need to be able to just wait for the natural response to come from our friend in the case of a teenager. It's like if you're applying for a job and you haven't heard back.
Yes.
You don't want to email 25 times. That's going to spoil your chance.
Have I got the job yet?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's really about, you know, teenagers and adults being savvy and understanding what this dependence on an immediate response, which the phones kind of encourage, and technology itself does, if you think about what Google does. We can get an answer to every question immediately, just about. So it's about us being able to sort of go back in a way in ourselves to the old days where we know we can ask a question, but we don't expect the answer straight away. And if it is something we're worried about, I do encourage people to just sit and go through with what they need to do, if it's possible, without getting encouragement, and then see that they're actually fine and that it's all gone well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me again.